4 VWA. 4 NGU, KN 4 VWA.
Not want to talk to you this morning, K4RM.
Morning there, Fred. How you doing?
I hope you are. Did y'all come back on Sunday?
Came back down the mountain on Sunday. You talking about from Pigeon Forge, right? Yeah, we came back down on Sunday. We had to get a pretty decent start because we had a roller skating rink birthday party to go to for my granddaughter. She turned 5. And it just did not suit her until she got Pop Pop out there to try to roller skate with her.
The older that roller skating gets easier, right?
For you, after age 65, bumbles don't bounce.
I'd hate to even think about getting on a pair of roller skates at this point. Well, good. Yeah, we came back on Sunday, too. We got back, I guess, about 2 o'clock. But we had a good time, and it was a good weekend with good weather.
Listen, I thought the conference was real good. Learned a little bit, especially on that gray line. And I kind of wish Bob had gone into a little more detail, but I'm, you know, since that was on boot camp day, I can understand why he was, you know, doing N3FJP 101.
Hardly enough time to get in depth in a session like that, but yeah, I enjoyed all the sessions. Like I say, you usually pick up an item or two that you can take back and either put to use or give some thought to anyway.
Yeah, let me run something by you there, Fred. I have a metal building, and the metal building is 40 foot wide and 60 feet long. And it's a pole building, which means that the wood skeleton, or the skeleton inside is wood, not steel, but the outside is metal. And I'm trying to set myself up a second station down in my, it's what I call my man cave. And the long and the short of it, I've got a Yaesu ATAS-120 screwdriver antenna. Let this thing drop. Go ahead and mount it on a piece of flat bar, ground it to the building, and put that up at the crown of my building, up at the very top, along with a 2-meter 440 diamond. I'm just thinking, and that ATOS is probably 60 inches tall. I'm just wondering how much separation I need to do on those two antennas.
That's a pretty good question. I don't rightly know off the top of my head, Steve. Now, that when you say ATOS, that's the Yaesu screwdriver type antenna? I don't know. I really don't. I'd have to give it some thought and probably do a little bit of research, but maybe some of these guys out there that have more experience with antennas could opine on it. But sounds like a pretty good size building you got. So you're going to have a second station out in the building? Is that what I'm understanding?
And it's just for very, very basic stuff. I'm not putting up any, you know, big-time antennas or anything like that. You know, I want my 2-meter 440 down there where I can hit that. And but, you know what? I checked the ATOS, made sure it was functioning well, and I put it on my Ram 2500 diesel, and first contact right out of the gate was Stuttgart, Germany.
That's pretty good then. How many different bands will that that ATOS do?
Through 6. I think I can't do 80 and I can't do 160 on it.
First got licensed, or not too long after I got licensed, I had the little Tar Heel 2. And it, you could do, I think with a whip, an additional whip, you could do 80 on it, but couldn't go any beyond that. But it did pretty good. I used it for a while, but then I just got to where I didn't not in the car enough really to do HF in the car, so I eventually sold it. But that was a pretty good little antenna. You know, the coil would go up and down. You could tune, you know, to whatever band you were on. And I actually marked my spots with tape so I could, when I was in my car, I could look outside and know where to put the coil for whatever band I was on.
Well, that's the nice thing about this Yaesu. You know, for an FT-450 or 891, or, you know, there's a good spread of their radios. It's an automated thing. All you got to do is hit the tone, and it throws a tone through the antenna to check for the SWR, and it just drives itself to the correct point. It's really nice. I don't even have to look at it.
That's the perfect setup for if you want to work HF in the car. You don't have to fool with you know, a bunch of you know, doing things to try to tune.
And the reason I've got this FT-450 in my man cave is because I have done everything that I could possibly think of in grounding to get rid of the injector RF interference. And while I was in Pigeon Forge, I talked to Lee, the U.S. Tower guy, and I talked to the ICOM guy, Will, and they both just shook their heads. Good luck. We don't know of a way to get rid of that. I even took the radio, set it beside the truck, ran it on an independent battery, an independent ground, and ran the antenna on an independent ground, and still got the injector noise. So it's an RFI from the injectors. I don't know how to get rid of it. So I've moved it into my building, and I'm going to run it, you know, just as a little listening station pretty much. And if I want to get serious, I just, you know, walk on up to my master shed, jump on my Mosley.
RM Mobile. Well, good. That sounds like a good setup. Well, Steve, I'm almost at the office for that old four-letter word, W-O-R-K. But enjoyed the ride-along this morning. Hope you get in touch with Phil there. I don't know. I guess he works on Friday. I'm not sure. But anyway, say hello to Sue, and we'll talk to you real soon. KN4VWA, K4RM Mobile.
What is your location?
To downtown Greenville on Anderson Street or Anderson Road, which is Highway 81, you know, coming up out of Powdersville. And I'm getting ready to turn on to Pendleton Street where my office is. Over.
Roger. I'm all the way up here near Inman. So the repeater's doing pretty good this morning. All right. Well, listen, you have a good day. And you know, try not to use that four-letter word around me too much now, okay? I'm semi-retired, and I gotta maintain my standards here. Have a good day. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
I'll try to be aware of when I'm around you not to use that word. You take care. K4RM Mobile, I'm out.
K4FCM.
KN4VWA, Mobile.